money.
That's why this one goes cost $800, and that goes to her. And I don't know what that cost, I'd be ashamed to work. That's why I wear boots and shoes, and roll my butt, and I get a limousine stuck out there a mile long.
Thank you for joining the ESBC podcast. This podcast is a business meeting, and every business meeting is to have a purpose and an outcome. The first purpose is to make money. The second purpose is to make money using business and financial concepts and strategies to make money. Outcome last week, we were 17-9, about 68%. And you know what? We give you the advice for free. And we have all the tools to help you succeed and make that cash and the money here. I'm Josh, and this is also Josue and Josh, and we're going to get this show going for you guys right now with some of the top games today.
Right, and 52.5% is break even. So yeah. We give you better information, right?
Yes.
And we make you a lot more money than if you use Action Sports, right? Action Sports charges $300 a month for inferior information than what we're giving you. Plus, we have fun watching the games. And we give you the whys.
Always fun. Always fun.
All right. So what games? Well, I guess we'll start with the Thursday night game.
Oh, yes, of course, Thursday night. So we got San Francisco hosting the Green Bay Packers today. And this is why we're going with Green Bay at -7 tonight. San Francisco is really hurt. They've been battling with injuries. They just lost Jimmy G again, and now Kittle's done for maybe the season. They're just not in the right mindset. And Green Bay is coming off some couple tough games. You know, maybe Rodgers is pretty upset about the trade deadline. He didn't get any pieces.
Right.
Look for them. Look for Green Bay to, you know, really get this W and get some revenge from the NFC Championship game last year.
Right. Every time I've gone against revenge theory this year, I've lost. So I'm going to learn from my mistake. The revenge theory is that the team, especially if they have a good coach, if they lost to him the previous year, they'll come back and cover the next year, right? So I am going to stick to my guns.
Yes.
Stick to my guns. And I'm going to, for all those reasons, you said we're going to go with the 49ers -7. And man, all these games these years have been going over. So we got to go with the over 48. The average score of an NFL game is 45 points. 49ers are depleted. Usually this game will go under because of John Lynch and that system they got. The ball-headed guy who's in shape, right?
Yes.
But this year with no tackling, Green Bay's an offensive team. We got to go with the Packers. We got to go with the Green Bay Packers -7 and over the 48. And then something that's made me a lot of money this year is betting two offensive coaches. So Kyle Shanahan, offensive coach, and then that young guy, right, that used to be the quarterback in Nebraska. He's now the head coach at Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, right? He calls whatever he wants. So you're going to have two offensive guys. So let's go with your 40, your Green Bay Packers, -7, over the 48.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, now let's see what you think about Baltimore and Indianapolis.
Baltimore. Yeah, we had a really good back and forth with that one.
Yes.
You and I were analyzing it before we went on. Baltimore coming off a tough loss. They're depleted on defense, right? So that means that game is going to go over. But analytics is not working football, right? And we've gone through it a lot, and I'll make sure we have it written up and in the episode notes so you're clear on why analytics isn't working football. But key statistics are important in football. And when you have a running quarterback who can make three first downs with his legs, they'll win 75% of the time, right? And I got that from Jim Mora. His dad was a coach in the NFL, and he did a study of NFL and college games. So you got Lamar Jackson coming off a loss. And you got a statue back there. And Philip Rivers, who we love as a person. But as a player, we know he's a statue. and he's at a disadvantage, a competitive disadvantage against a Lamar Jackson.
Yes, yes. I mean, and Baltimore is coming off a very tough loss against Pittsburgh. So you know that they're just going to be upset about this one all week. Harbaugh is going to really stick it to them. And a tough game in Indianapolis. It's going to be, you know, the Colts have won two in a row. But I like the Ravens. You know, they got to set the standard. They got to get it back going because two losses is too much for them right now, especially for this team and the talent.
Big time, big time. The Harbaugh family coming off a loss, man. That's always money. We see a lot of people jumping off on Periscope, like always. If you have any questions, let us know. Any football-related questions?
Okay.
It's too late to bet the election.
Yeah.
Too late to get the the Biden plus 200.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. Way too late. Way too late. Okay. Well, what about we got this good one right here. Carolina at Kansas City. Carolina plus 11, right?
Right.
It's got to be. It has to be.
It has to be. You got a great defensive coach, Matt Rhule. He's making $6 million for a reason. The air raid, what do you do with the air raid? Right now, everybody's rushing three, dropping eight. So for betting purposes, that means that the game's going under. Then you got an old school coach like Andy Reid, who sees a three-man front. What's he going to do? Run it. So when teams run it, it's going to go under. And the concept of this week is can you handicap turnovers, right? But in this game, it's correlation. We'll talk more about correlation next week. And what correlation is that if you feel one team is going to cover, if the game goes under, and if the other team covers, the game is going to go over. Well, here the correlation is Matt Rhule with a couple extra days to prepare, the way teams have been playing the air raid, all right? It lends itself to be under a high number, right? And Vegas is taking advantage that a lot of these games have been going over. So they have it at 53. And remember that the average score of an NFL game is 45. So 53, that's more than a touchdown. So take the under and Teddy Bridgewater and your Carolina Panthers plus 11.
Okay, let's go Panthers. Let's go.
Let's go Panthers.
Go Panthers. Okay. What about this one? It's the East Coast game. We got Denver at Atlanta. This one I had trouble with. I wasn't too sure about which one, but you pulled me over and got me on Atlanta at plus 4, huh?
Atlanta minus 4.
Minus 4.
And we have a little fun with this game. We call it the conspiracy theory game because other than Minnesota, during the George Floyd, right? That's how Ms. Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, became famous. The place would had the most riots was Atlanta. And one of the four states that's deciding the election, right, is Georgia in Fulton County. This county votes right now, right, is the county where Atlanta is in. And you have Raheem Morris, African-American coach, and, of course, the Marine, Josh Luna, made a great point last week that Bellamy, the offensive coordinator of Kansas City, he needs to become an African-American offensive-minded coach because most African-American that become head coaches are defensive-minded, right? Tony Dungy, Mike Tomlin, right? And Lovie Smith. All three guys.
You need them hired.
They're defensive-minded coach. They won Super Bowls. Lovie Smith went to a Super Bowl. But Raheem Morris, right? Raheem Morris, I think he's the smartest head coach in the NFL. Defensive-minded guys. And this year, it's been 100%. So I'm going to ride that. When two defensive guys have met, the game's gone under. When two offensive guys have met with Kyle Shanahan and the kid from Green Bay, offensive-minded guys, those games have gone over. So I'm going to ride that. So we're going to go under 51, right? We're going to go under 51, and we're going to go Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons minus 4.
Okay, okay. All right.
All right. Making that money, watching football. For the year, we've been at like 62%. Last year, we were 64.5%. It would have won us $140,000 in the Super Contest in Vegas. Remember, they only bet five games. We give you the side on every game and give you the total on every game at a high percentage. So you make that money watching football.
Oh, yeah. Have
a lot of fun doing it.
Yes, yes. That's always the best. Okay, what about Chicago? Tennessee. It's in Tennessee. Tennessee is coming off two L's, back-to-back L's. Chicago right. just came off a tough loss as well.
Right. Mike Vrabel, right? I see this game being 24-14. So it's going to be Mike Vrabel, who's a great coach, coming off two losses. Nagy isn't the greatest coach in the world. They do have a really good defense. With Chuck Pagano,
the defensive coordinator. A lot of controversy at quarterback right now.
Right, right. So, you know, Nick Foles isn't the greatest quarterback in the world. So that means it's not going to take a lot of chances. They're going to protect the defense. Protect the defense is, hey, we're going to put it on the defense. And we're going to keep them fresh. We don't want to score quickly and put them back on the field because salesmen think short term. Businessmen and women think long-term. So it's in the best long-term interest of the Chicago Bear defense to have long, time-consuming drives. And since your quarterback sucks, you don't want them making too many chances. So what does that mean for us? Making money on the game means that the game is going to go under the 47 points. Remember, the average of an NFL game is 45, right?
Yes, yes, it's
Tennessee true. Coming off two losses, they're going to make sure they cover those 6 points.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so we're going to go. Tennessee Titans, right? Minus six, under 47.
Okay, under 47. All right.
Nice to get on a roll. We're really close, right, man. I want to get bust out one of these weeks, hit 90%.
Oh, hopefully, yeah. Don't we all want to hit that?
Yeah, yeah. Hope is not a strategy. That's why we'll have the next podcast, Hawthorne Effect. Well, I'll go over the games that I got wrong in detail and let the people know that you make more money from the games you got wrong than the games you got right. Analyzing your thinking, right? And making that differentiation between the games that you had faulty thinking, a faulty process, or maybe you did not do enough research versus the games you lost because of pure luck. But okay. Yeah, we want to get up to that 90%. What's the next game we're going to tackle? The Marine, Josh Luna.
We got Seattle and Buffalo. In Buffalo, it's a 10 a.m. game. It's a tough road out there for, you know, the Pacific Northwest. I know, you know, they're dealing with the cold weather too. So that's why I'm taking Seattle. I trust Russ. Let Russ cook. Let nice. Russ cook.
Let Russ cook. That's I am in 100% agreement.
Let Russ cook.
Go money line, or you want to go minus three Seattle? And what do you think about the over under the Marine Josh Luna?
Right now they have it at 56, and I'm thinking that's just going to be too much. I think it's going to go under.
Okay.
Under 56. Under 56. Russ is going to cook, but not too much. Right, Buffalo's so a solid team.
Okay, so if they're on the road, we'll go Seattle money line under 56. 100% agree. Pete Carroll on the road. And Buffalo, even though they're doing well, they don't have the greatest roster in the world. Offensive line sucks. And Seattle just got a new guy on the defensive line. So, Seattle getting a new guy on the defensive line. And Buffalo's line sucking as much as they do. I'm going to have to go with your Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. America's team right now. Dallas, Pittsburgh. Dallas hasn't been looking too good.
They're 0-8 against the spread.
Terrible. terrible team.
But we didn't cover because of bad luck. So what do you think about this game?
Okay.
The aforementioned defensive-minded Super Bowl winning coach, Mike Tomlin, who loves to put it on the defense like he did last week.
Yes. I'm going to say Dallas. I know they're 0-8, but they are a better team. They played Philadelphia really close last week. I mean, if it wasn't for that, you know, crazy fumble, a crazy play, you know, that game, they were right in that game. They could have easily won.
Right.
Dallas, I know Pittsburgh's a way better team. Tomlin isn't looking out there. He's trying to get a W. He's not trying to embarrass anyone. And I think Dallas will cover the 14 spread.
Nice. I 100% agree with that.
You're going to go Cowboys.
And since, again, they have to protect the quarterback here, really, with a running game, Ezekiel Elliott, a controlled passing game with a Monty Cooper. Dallas, it doesn't even matter if they got offensive linemen hurt. They always have depth on the offensive line. So for that and many other reasons, I'm going to go with, we're going to go with Pittsburgh. I mean, Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
Plus 14. Even if you get 14 and a half, take that. Remember, key numbers. Yeah. And Dallas and Pittsburgh. Under 42 points.
Okay. A few games left.
Yes.
This one was a fun one right here that we talked about earlier. Miami at Arizona. And we both decided that Arizona 4.5. Or Arizona, yeah. Arizona hosting Miami, yes. Tua time is not happening this week.
Right. Vance Joseph. He's going to take this game personally. He's the defensive coordinator for your Arizona Cardinals. He's not going to let a rookie QB beat him. It's the air raid, right? So they're going to drop 8, rush 3, and Fitzgerald, right? Look for Fitzgerald on slants. Remember, when zone, you go across. When people are playing man, you go vertical. Quarterback makes 3 first downs with his legs. They win 75% of the time. Kyler Murray's going to run all over him because that Belichick, Pete Carroll defense that Flores runs does not account for the quarterback. So running quarterbacks always tear him up for the most part. So look for Arizona to probably blow out Tua and look for Tua to turn over the ball a few times. And get this game over the total. What's that total on that game?
We got it at 48. That's going over.
Look for Arizona to jump out to big lead. And then Tua to try to get back in it.
And
airmail it a couple times. Get a couple touchdowns.
Hey,
cover the spread and have this game go over.
Hey, Kyler wants some revenge, man, from that playoff game a couple years ago, Bama and Oklahoma. So Kyler, he's got the better team this time.
And then he has experience against that defense. We talk about arbitrage. That's why we bet 10 more games, right? In arbitrage, because I have an MBA, have an MBS, securities licenses. You take advantage of market inefficiencies, right? We have similar assets. So the similar assets is the defense. Flores comes from the Belichick tree, and Belichick is best friends with Nick Saban, the coach at Alabama where Tua's from. So Kyler Murray is familiar with that defense, and he's going to tear it up. So that is your Arizona Cardinals, -4, over 48.
Okay.
Nice, man. Whew. We hit 70% last week. And, man, I'm feeling it this week again. I want to get up to 90%, man.
Let's do it.
Magical 90% week.
Hey, me too. I think it's happening soon.
Let's do it. You feeling it?
Could be this week.
You're feeling it?
Yes.
Right on.
Okay. This is a fun game. This is the game I've been waiting for a while, since the first week. New Orleans at Tampa Bay. You know, Brady, you know that team has been waiting. Circle this one on the calendar. They want some revenge in this game. And I think they're going to cover that spread right there. Let me check it out. At -4, -4, yeah. I'm taking Tampa Bay. I'm taking them. They want to give it to them. Yeah. Antonio Brown's first game.
Right. Antonio Brown is a degenerate with impulse control issues. We always look at that because my wife's a psychotherapist. So she always talking about people that have impulse control issues. But he's going to be okay with Brady. Brady has him under control. He's living with Brady in that big mansion.
Yeah,
that's true. Derek Jeter's house. Again, I'm going to ride it. I've been 100% when two offensive coaches meet, games have gone over this year. Two defensive coaches have met, games have gone under. You got two offensive guys going against each other. Now, Brady runs half the offense, and he's gone back to his roots. More psychology, right? When you get older, you go back to your default program, your roots. And the roots for Brady is Michigan, run the ball. So he has that two tight end offense with O.J. Howard and Gronk and Brait that comes in there, and they run the ball a little bit. But what happens is, it's going to be 86% humidity, 90-degree heat in Florida. And again, we have been 100% second-half line Florida teams in the heat. So we are going to go Tampa Bay minus 4, over 51, in the heat. All right, we got a question from Don. The Don underscore DRO1. And he's asked questions before. Thanks for joining us. Maybe scroll up to get those his questions. All right, Josh. He says, how do you feel about Tampa Bay backing Tampa Bay? His questions. After a sloppy performance against the Giants. All right. Is there any value at New Orleans plus 4? No, not at all, because it's a revenge game, right? In revenge games, it gives that team an edge, right? Especially when you have a Super Bowl winning quarterback like Tom Brady. He's been looking good. The sloppy performance against the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants are a better team than that record suggests. The defense is pretty solid.
It's Monday night. You're traveling to New York. You're playing on a Monday night, right?
It's cold up there. They're overlooking. They want to play. They're ready for the Saints game.
It's a non-division game, right? So non-division games count for two. And you got a guy like Arians, Super Bowl winning guy, as an offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh. He's been studying New Orleans since March, right? Because division games count for two. So he was not going to put on film last week against he could beat the Giants last week playing a vanilla offense. So he kept things in his back pocket to beat New Orleans, who had already beaten him earlier in the season. So no value at all at New Orleans plus 4. And then New Orleans plays in a dome. And when you got a helmet on, you got pads on, Marie and Josh Lynn, let me know, you know, basic training and training you did in the desert as a Marine. Oh, in the
desert. Yeah, no.
So you got a helmet on, you got pads on, and you're in 90-degree heat, 80% humidity. So that game, Florida. I think, against New Orleans, it's going to get a little bit out of hand in the fourth quarter. So no value at all, plus 4, a lot of value on the over.
Okay, all right. The last game closing this out here, Brady's old team. Oh, in New York at MetLife. Against the Jets, the hapless Jets, winless Jets, terrible team Jets. We got to go Patriots.
Jets are like the Cowboys, right? 0-8 against the spread. Division game again, Belichick coming off a loss. So that's an easy New England, minus 7, under 42. Belichick is not going to let the Jets score. I don't think he ever does. I think he still has a grudge against the Jets.
Yeah, he still gets the Jets all the time.
Yeah, because they screwed him over when he was the defensive coordinator for the Jets, whatever, 30 years ago. And whatever, he still holds that grudge. A couple of games we'll miss. We'll go rapid fire. Detroit, Minnesota.
Okay, Detroit, Minnesota.
Yeah, I think the analytics teams have hit a brick wall. So go Minnesota minus the 4 points.
Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, under 53.
Okay.
All right. Houston, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is just not a good team right now. It's a first. A rookie is going to start. I think they could draft him in the fifth or sixth round. Houston. I think Houston, they're a little bit more motivated now without their, you know, old head coach. And I think Houston is going to give it to them at – where is this at? Yeah. Minus seven. It's in Jacksonville.
So we'll go to Houston minus six, over 50, and I've been 100% Florida second half line. So take your Jacksonville Jaguars second half line. And let me know if anybody has any other questions as I look up there. Other game we missed was the aforementioned New York Giants against the Washington Redskins. What do you think, Marine Josh Luna?
So Washington and New York. Man. This game is in Washington. The Giants beat them. That's for their only win of the season. Who's starting that quarterback for this Washington team right now? Alex Smith isn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how they did last game.
And check the Washington Post here.
Yeah. Let's see how they did last game, because I want to go Giants. I think Daniel Jones is a little embarrassed himself after the last game. The Giants defense played really spectacular against the Buccaneers. I mean, to hold them to 25 and keep it close. I want to go Giants in this one.
Looking
plus at 2.5, I want to go Giants.
Yeah, you never bet blindly. And, you know, and looking at these two teams, watching these two teams play, the Giants are a better team than Washington is at this point. Yeah. And as bad as these teams are, as horrible as they are on offense, remember the average score of an NFL game is 45.
Okay.
The over-under is 43. Let's go under.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Under. Under for sure.
All right. And then you got the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay.
I always want to say San Diego Chargers, but they're the LA Chargers. What are your thoughts on that game?
Okay. This game might have some COVID stuff going on, so we're not too sure about this game right now. But it's a pick'em game. It's a close game. I want to say Raiders because I'm a Raider fan, and I think
you
the Raiders.
Can't pick that game. So you just report on.
Okay.
Remember, rule number one. I keep saying it, doing it. I'll make sure I'll have episode notes. I have the top rules of betting. You can use it as a guide as you wager on football games. So let's go with a coaching mismatch, right? Who's the better coach?
John Gruden
or Anthony Lynn?
Gruden.
Yeah, so it's a big coaching mismatch. The Chargers do not have any depth on defense. Right? No depth on defense. John Gruden, he loves to run the ball, loves to wear teams down. But this has been a crazy year with no tackling. But I'm still going to go under 52.
Under 52. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, Anthony Lynn, he doesn't have any depth. He's going to have to run that football to protect the team. We were saying protect the defense when your defense sucks. So we're going to go under 52.
Yes.
We're going to go with a coaching mismatch, organizational mismatch, and go with your Las Vegas Raiders.
Go Raiders.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Go Raiders.
Go Raiders.
So That is all the games. Remember last week we were 68%, 17-9 for the year. We're at around 63%. 52.5% is break even. That means that we've made 200% on our money. And what 200% means is that out of the $50,000 I've bet on football this year, I've gotten $100,000 back. And we can only do that because we live in the greatest country in the world. Freedom is not free. So let us know what you think. Final thoughts. The Marine, Josh Luna, in this very, very democratic time, thank you for your service, for protecting our right. And finish us off with Sergeant Churchill.
Oh, you know, I'm just dumb. I'm excited for the games this week. And yeah, I still need to get that down a little bit. But, you know, we always close, we make a living from our labor, but we make a life from what we give. So
there we go. Exactly what we give. And we give you all the picks for free so you can make a lot of money watching sports. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Podcast Network.